Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Havhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun this morning, and we're kicking things off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing
all right.
Yeah, doing better now. How you been?
I have been hanging in there. I had some really bad back issues, so I couldn't even get out of bed for a good chunk of this week. Finally got to the doctor, got some relief. And now I'm back with bad news.
No, it can't be bad news because we got your back.
That's
great to hear. We appreciate that. And God, can I relate to back pain? My God, can I relate to that? I empathize with you. And thanks a lot for being here, Brittany. So that bad news, what are we looking at?
Unfortunately, I'm going to kind of repeat what I said last week, Friday, where I'm like, okay, we've got flooding potential, we've got some bad storms in the batter's box, swinging into high heat and humidity, a front stalling over the state. Well, all of that is happening again.
Ooh.
We are looking at, just a bad, bad setup again. So highs today, scraping about 90 degrees, dew points in the mid-70s. It's going to be feeling like mid to upper 90s today. So stay hydrated, keep cool with all of that said first. Then by this evening, the timing is off. These model runs have been all over the place. It's really hard to pinpoint how this front's going to set up and when the low pressures are going to be swinging through because there are going to be multiple of them. So expect waves and rounds of thunderstorms starting tonight. Tomorrow morning, we're going to see more. Tomorrow afternoon, another good chance, which gets even heavier as we go into tomorrow night and Sunday morning. And then the system still sits here over Monday and into Tuesday, too, potentially giving even more heavy rainfall. So, gosh, how many days is that? Four?
About four.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And right now, the heaviest rain totals are all over the place. I would say my target guess is along 94 from Eau Claire to about Reedsburg, maybe Madison area. We'll see some of the heaviest rain totals throughout the weekend. Should really prep for some flooding potential, but I think everyone in northern Wisconsin should really just be ready for what could possibly happen this weekend because our soil is already super saturated. If we get some strong winds and some of these severe, potentially, storms, that could knock trees down easier. Because there's less, it's not really rooted really good when you have all of that water still in the soil. So power outages possible, more rain, rivers rising, stuff like that, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, at least we are much more prepared for it. We're ready for it. And, this is kind of what we know. This is it. We'll do what we can, right?
Yeah.
Appreciate being up to date on it, Brittany, and being able to talk with you about it as well. And I want to encourage our audience to get to WFHR.com and not only sign up for that newsletter and get that in your email box, but Brittany's not just great at meteorology. She's a great writer, too. Check out some of the work that she's got over there at our website. We appreciate that input from you, Brett.
Thank you. Of course, anytime, you guys. Stay safe and stay dry this weekend.
Yes.
You as well. Rest up, and we'll talk again on Monday.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
You too.
You too.
Best in the business, Brittany Merlot joining us. There we go. Now it feels like a show. Now it feels good. We got great stuff on the way for everybody. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner celebrating Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
I am the most competitive person in this studio, in this building.
Yeah, I believe that.
I will compete with anybody about that. That is how competitive I am.
Ah.
And we will talk about competition coming up.
In
all reality, how competitive are we?
We got a new poll
to look into that one. How competitive we as people are and all that. That's coming up a little bit later. Got some odd stories of the day to throw in there as well. We'll get into some entertainment news to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Let you know what's new on your small screen, your big screen. Let you look a little bit behind the curtain of a local theater production going on.
Ooh, those are always fun.
I know a guy, so I got a connection with the show. I don't want to brag.
Yeah. All right.
We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Inside the studio right there.
And our before we wrap up and get to good stories of the day and everything in our final segment, before that, I'm going to let Seth choose which topic we do.
I've got
two different ones.
Okay.
We'll see which direction you go. I have celebrities who left Hollywood at the height of their fame.
Okay. Ooh, interesting.
Or 10 90s TV shows that changed the world.
change the world. Okay. All right. I'll mull over these choices. Yeah, and I'll let you know a little bit later. So, all right.
Hopefully you caught Melissa's news. Great work by her, as always. In there, she was mentioning our National Day of calendar. And coming up, we've got thrift store days going on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Encourage people to head to thrift store, celebrate that and everything. Your local Goodwill, your local thrift store.
There's a couple
store,
of places in
like
town
that.
Here, yeah.
Today is National Relaxation Day.
All right, relax, everyone.
Chill. Take it easy, man. Relax.
Kick back.
Relax. But how much time do we really need to spend relaxing?
Ooh, okay.
A study found that 42% of your total day should go towards rest and relaxation.
Wow.
That is about 10 hours per day.
Wow. Well, Corey, this is a benchmark.
Oh, sorry.
This is not like this is not what people are actually doing.
Right.
So they should be doing, right?
Right.
Exactly.
If you sleep 8 hours, another laughing moment, that leaves 2 hours of other forms of relaxation. Like, so they're including sleep into this.
Yes, which makes sense.
Yeah. Like talk with your friends or your partner or exercising or eating. Your body and mind need at least that much time to help you recharge and to avoid burnout.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't necessarily need to be consistent every day. Mm-hmm. If life gets crazy during the week, you can fit in more downtime during the weekend to make up for it.
All right.
Now, that seems to be a little bit counter to some of the other studies we've done as far as, well, I don't sleep during the week, but I can make it up during the weekend.
Right.
Or the James model, which does not work. I will tell you right now.
Well, you know, the whole never sleeping ever. That's hard. That's hard to keep up. But,
yeah. You're telling me. If you think you were deficient in relaxation this week, try to spend a few hours relaxing this weekend.
Yeah. So I don't think it's like trying to get more sleep. I think it's just trying to take it easy kind of thing. Just try to, if you're feeling really, you know, our bodies are amazing in a lot of ways, and the ability to recharge even after a short time is pretty remarkable. You know, as you age, it gets less and less you can do that, but still, wow, that's amazing. Just to, you know, sit back a little bit and all of a sudden you're feeling, wow, I'm ready to go, you know, that kind of thing.
We don't give, especially when we're young, we really don't give credit to the ability to stay up until 3 a.m, get up at 7 and not feel a thing.
And be fine, right? Yeah.
Man, of all the things, I was told that my mind would be a little bit touchy, you know, here and there. You got to take care of it as you get older. It's something in our family. Your body is going to ache by the time you're 16, probably, let alone to get more and more.
It starts.
There are certain things I am having a hard time letting go of. My body, especially. I'm a night owl who does morning shows.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Not a great combination, but I can't help it.
It's what's going on right now. Yeah.
And you start to feel it after a while. You start to feel it take a toll after a while. To Brittany's point about the back and everything, that's an important time to let your body recharge, not just
that's
your
right.
mind.
Yep.
I do not do that for my body. I need to do that
and
better.
It's one other thing. Usually your body tells you. If you go too far, I mean, it really, for me, I know it does. It, you know, there's like literally specific things my body does to tell me, all right, no, we're done here.
Yeah.
You're going to lay down right now because now you don't feel good because you're going too much or whatever. You're not taking enough breaks. So, yep.
My body had tried for so long to talk to me. It would try so hard to get me to listen. It now, later in life, it just does what it wants. It just, if I'm in the middle of going over some prep for the morning, or I've got the test and interview and I'm working on that and everything, and I've got all this different stuff going on, and it's 1 a.m. and my body decides it's done, sleep. I just fall asleep wherever I am.
The wall.
And I'm just down. I woke up this morning half on the floor and half on the couch with my fur brother Sam, like it buried into my side.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how I did this. I know it didn't start that way.
But it explains the back, too.
Yeah, it does. He was the folks are out, and I'm keeping an eye on him this weekend and everything. It's him and I. It's a boys' weekend. We're having some fun, and he's a wreck. He doesn't do well when the folks are out. So like 1, 2 a.m, he's still running around.
Wait, something's missing here. I'm not
taking
sure
care
what it
of
is.
Him. I got going. I got running late. Next thing I know, it's 6 a.m, and I'm waking up half on the floor.
It's funny. Something happened. You know, this is weird to me because that never happens to me. It's always a process for me to get. to fall asleep. But the same thing happens to Beth, man. We kind of joke about it. For a while there, it's like, oh, you hit your wall. Yeah. But then I'm like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Because you're actually stopping, and then it's more like the wall falls on you
exactly.
It is.
That's exactly
what it is. So that's what we call it. Oh, the wall fell on you, huh?
I like that. We've got, you can go to National Today or Stylist.com, either one of those websites, if you'd like to hear this more. How do you relax out there? What is your go-to way to relax? You need to unwind. You need to settle down. What is your favorite way to relax? Let us know. 715-424-2600. I'm not just asking so I can take notes and steal your ideas. No.
Oh, you just you know what they are. You just haven't been doing it.
No. Yeah, you're right.
Just watching mindless television, you know, read a book or do one of those, you know, repetitive games on your phone or something. Even those can be relaxing. So,
absolutely. Yeah. You know, there's no wrong. That's what those things are really for.
Really? Yeah.
Is that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. We've read and done plenty of reports about blue light and, you know, using screens and stuff before bed. Mm-hmm. I think that what relaxes some works for others. So you got to go with what works for you.
Exactly.
Reading a book is a great one. I think that's a good one. I know that helps me a lot.
For sure.
Certainly, you know, the mindless TV. is a great one for me. That's a good one.
I have found an interesting one. Podcasts with, and I feel bad saying this because it's like I fall asleep to your podcast, but they have a certain timbre to their voice or something like that. I just set a timer so it'll shut off after 5-10 minutes or something like that, and that seems to work pretty well for me.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one to go to. And there's plenty of them.
Or soft music, maybe. Yeah,
there's plenty of them that are built for that.
Right,
and not just like white noise, but like they're giving you a story or something like that. And it's something simple.
ASMR, right?
There's a lot of that is a huge market too. I feel like that'd be an industry that would be fun to work in.
Yeah,
it'd be fun to create that kind
of those voices.
It's
kind of a monotone, but it's more, you know, it's just soft and very calming kind of voice. Yeah,
it's got to have some personality in it,
but a little bit, but not much.
A little, not too much though. We don't want to wake you. We will. We're changing over to station. We're turning that.
Put you to sleep station.
There WFHR has become sleep station.
Sleep station. WFA.
Sleep AM. AM connection. There we go. We lean into the AM part. We will lean into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. That's right around the corner. And keep in mind, after our news, sports, and partner break, we will have our star of the day from our friends from Culver's. Seth and I got a famous TV show to play for you.
You get
the theme song right, you win some free Culver's. Coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR. You heard the boys. Time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. Wish them a great day from all of us. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, if you can't get there this morning or anything, you got tonight.
You do. It's Fish Fry Friday.
Fish Fry Friday. Get on over there, everybody, and enjoy that. Check out some of those specials. If you try the churro pancakes, please tell me what they are.
Oh, my goodness.
God,
really?
That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing.
They come up with some really remarkable stuff over there, I got to say.
My voice is here. My body is at El Cafe. My
His
heart
soul
is over
sitting
there.
Over
yes,
there, yeah.
Yes, I want to try those with everything I am. They sound amazing. Head on over there today, everybody. Check them out. And buy local support. Local support those that support this community like El Cafe does.
100%.
Appreciate our friends over there. Hopefully they have a great weekend. Enjoy themselves.
Yep.
And get us the most birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Email us info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. You can call on up.
715-424-2600 is the number to call. Do it right now. If you have a birthday you want to share, or you want to just wish someone a happy birthday, or you want to invent a birthday for a fictional person, we'll even do that.
We will take it.
They just can't qualify.
No, they can't qualify, but we'll take it. That's fine. We love made-up names. We go ahead and get it to us, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Seth, I need a one or two.
One or two. One.
All right, gives us that one. And we have an automatic qualifier on Saturday. And then on Sunday, I need a 1 through 3.
Ooh, let's do 3 today.
All right, gives us that one. Get right into the celebrating. And first up, I got to wish a very happy birthday to my little sister, my backbeat, Jillian Maloff-Zowski.
Oh, happy birthday, Jill.
Happy birthday, Beans. Every year I remember, it gets a little faded, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
But I remember
But you were, 10 years old when she was born, right?
Five. Yeah. I was
Five. Nick is the youngest. Yes, right. Sorry. Yes,
but, missed that one. It's one of my, if not my earliest memory, is seeing mm-hmm. Jillian in the incubator and just being like, oh, I got to protect this. And aww. I got a new partner in crime. I got somebody
to share in my misdeeds.
And boy, ask my mom and dad how that went. Because, yeah. And to this day, still the best sister you could ask for.
Very cool.
Jillian, as I've mentioned many times, we're city people and stuff. Mm-hmm. And naturally, but Jillian spent a lot of her childhood out here in Wisconsin. She was a Brownie and part of 4-H. And not too surprising, her and her husband, Mac, got a place in Madison, outside of Madison. And they've got some chickens and they got a cow and all this.
Hobby farm, yeah.
Yeah. My mom was there last weekend. She couldn't find Jill. She goes out there at like 6 in the morning. My sister is milking a goat.
Milking a goat?
A cow. A cow.
Oh, okay.
I'm the one that milked
the goat. Well, either one. Yeah, that's right. You're the goat milker.
She was
milker.
Milking a cow. Like, just, I've heard this about 4 or 5 times since then, and I still can't wrap my brain around it. It's awesome. Like,
hey, man.
I'm proud of her.
As long as she's enjoying it, that's the important thing.
She's never been happier. She is loving
that's
it.
Cool. That's cool. That's cool.
Enjoy your day, Beans. Talk to you a little later. We wish a very happy birthday to Doug Kasten.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Doug, enjoy your day. I love the name, last name Kasten. Good last name.
Sounds regal.
Yeah. Enjoy the day, Doug. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today for this Friday, August 15th, Amy Seipel.
Happy birthday, Amy. Congratulations for qualifying.
Yeah, you're our qualifier. Enjoy the day, Amy.
Yeah.
Taking a look at Saturday, we get to put the spotlight on Tracy Griffith, our qualifier.
Ooh, Tracy. Congratulations and happy birthday on Saturday.
Automatic qualifier for Saturday.
Yeah, just put that right in there.
Yeah. And then on August 17th, Sunday, we got a couple of local ones that we want to celebrate, our good friend of you and I's, Mike Edgren.
Mike Edgren. Happy birthday, Mike, coming up on Sunday. Wow.
Definitely one of my favorite actors I've worked with, and certainly one of the best I've worked with, and one of the best to touch the WRCT stage.
Yes.
Whether it's as a writer or as an actor, Mike Edgren has just done some incredible work in this community.
He's fun to be a cast member.
Yes.
A co-cast member with on shows, because he's a lot of fun to work with.
Mike is a real giving actor, really mm-hmm. works with other actors, and pretty much directed me in the first time I worked with him in musical comedy Murders, and I'm eternally thankful for it. I saw Mike's brain, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to be an information vampire, and I'm just going to take every bit of knowledge I can from him. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you, Mike. Enjoy your day, and thank you for sharing your wife with our cast, Susan can be a part of On Golden Pond.
Very cool.
Enjoy your day, Ben. And a very happy birthday to a special lady here in town, Kim Shields.
Oh, Kim. Happy birthday to you.
Kim joins us from Encourage all the time.
She does.
I've been talking to Kim for years. Known Kim actually a little bit longer than that, even being good friends with her brother for a very long time.
Oh, cool.
The impact that Kim and Encourage have in this community is unwordable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you would put it into words or in a sentence, but we appreciate you, Kim.
Yeah.
And we encourage you to enjoy your day. Get some relaxing in today, Kim. Relax mm-hmm. today. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your day. And you got it. It's relaxation day. You got it. So it works out right there.
Come on.
Have a great birthday, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, our qualifier, Ramona Lubeck.
Happy birthday, Ramona, on Sunday, and congratulations to you.
Another great name. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the day, Ramona. Hope it's a good one for you. Who do you share your birthdays and anniversaries with? Well, for today, Jennifer Lawrence is 35.
Really? Only 35?
That's crazy.
She's been around for a good 15 years. She was so young when she started.
Katniss in The Hunger Games, Mystique in the X-Men movies, Oscar winner for Silver Linings Playbook. I can keep going. She's 35, and this is what she's done. She's got a Meryl Streep type of career going.
Yes.
Like few actors do.
She's had a pretty remarkable career so far. And she's picked some interesting roles throughout her career, too, that you would not have pegged her for.
She is going to challenge herself. Mm-hmm. She is not going to take a role unless it challenges her.
Yep.
And I really admire that. It would be so easy to do rom-coms and certain things with her style, her ability, her talent level, her looks, mm-hmm. all of those things. She does the exact opposite, man.
She does.
She reminds me a lot of what Reese Witherspoon wanted to do with her career.
Mm.
Like, Reese Witherspoon wasn't planning on doing rom-coms and a lot of those things.
Right.
She really wanted to be taken seriously as an actor, i.e., the winning an Oscar as Roseanne Cash and everything.
Right.
But Jennifer Lawrence has been able to really stick to her guns
that. She's played a variety of roles.
X-Men, Hunger Games, she's a big blockbusters and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that she doesn't do that style of movie, but you don't see her in a lot of traditional boy meets girl movies and a lot of those kind of things. And nothing against those, just it's not her mm-hmm. thing. Let's see here. Natasha Henrich is 51. Great actor. Mm-hmm. The whole nine yards. I really liked her in that. She was in Species and She Spies, Eli Stone, a couple of
She's
different
had a good
things.
Career. Yeah.
Yeah. Ben Affleck is 53.
Oh, my gosh.
We talked about him the other day a little bit. He's had a strong career and a
fascinating career.
He is not a world-class actor. I don't think he is an Oscar-caliber actor, but he is so much better than he gets credit for. Mm-hmm. And I encourage people, especially if you're an action junkie like I am, watch The Accountant. It's his best work. It's a silly action movie, yeah, but he plays an autistic guy. Mm-hmm. And he plays it better than I've seen most people ever play autistic people.
Wow.
As somebody who's been a part of that world a lot in the last 10 years, for 20 years almost,
right.
I paid a lot of attention to a lot of mannerisms, a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Not as much as he did. Like, he really went in on it. And it's interesting. There's two of these movies. And in between that, there's been a long stretch. Well, whenever they would ask him, as he's winning an Oscar for directing Argo or right. some of these things, hey, what's one of your favorite roles? Right away, The Accountant. Like, that's the one I'm proud of. That's when I had to watch that movie. I was like, what is this? Him and John Bethrell make it believable as brothers.
Mm-hmm.
He is so good at it. It's easily, I think, his best work.
Cool.
And you get a lot of action.
Right.
You get a lot of action. It's
The only thing I would say to Ben Affleck, you know, and he's actually quite a good director, too. We got to throw that in there, you know.
Yeah.
I've directed some fabulous movies.
Oscar winner.
Stop doing commercials, Ben.
yes.
Stop. They're not. No. Just stop it. Just stick to the movies and directing and stuff. You do very fine work there. Stick with that.
Anthony Anderson is 55, Blackish and Barbershop and so many other great ones. I'm a big Anthony Anderson fan. He was he guest spotted on the TV show I was doing out in California and could not have been cooler.
That's really cool.
Did bring we thought he brought his own wardrobe. Like, he was dressed so good. We're like, well, because we all show up in sweatpants and things like that, because we just got to change anyway, you know, and all. He comes in, he's dressed so good. Like, wow, Anthony Anderson brought his own clothes. Like, that, we didn't know we could do that. Nope, he comes in, completely different suit.
Yep.
Completely different. I was like, wow.
That's very good.
Really professional. But just as funny as you would imagine.
Right.
Whatever you're thinking, he's just as funny.
Just most recently saw him on The Match Game, too. He's very funny on that as well, yes.
Deborah Messing is 57. Grace on Will and Grace.
We got a lot of really good TV who made their... And they're not just TV actors, but a lot of them that made their biggest roles on television. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big, big fan of Deborah Messing. Yeah. I really like her.
She's quite good.
And speaking of TV, Seth, this day, born in 1932, passed away in 2014, Jim Lang from The Dating Game.
Oh my gosh.
Great host. He was good.
Wow.
That game, man.
That show, I'm telling you. Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah.
Quick look at Saturday and Sunday birthdays. On Saturday, happy 63rd birthday, the Second City's own Steve Carell.
Oh, wow.
One of the more versatile actors in the game today.
Yep, doesn't look like he's 60 either.
No, he's
looking nice.
He looked great.
Looking good, looking younger.
Michael Scott in The Office, grew in Despicable Me,
of course.
So many other great ones. And if you get a chance to see some of his serious work, he is phenomenal.
I would say almost better than his comedy work.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
Madonna is 67.
Wow.
One of the greatest pop stars of all time. You cannot tell the history of music without talking about Madonna.
One of the most successful as well. I mean, independent, always did her own thing, and it worked. It paid off.
Name me an artist that has been relevant, that has had hit songs in the 80s, 90s, early aughts, 2010s.
The 2010s, like, yeah.
4 decades of being relevant, of being as a female artist. Like, not a band.
Not part of a band.
Not a pop band, not nothing like that. And do all that and do it your way.
Mm-hmm.
Do it your style. Never selling out. Completely doing your thing the whole time.
Right.
There are a couple of people that you can mention that are a little like that here and there and everything. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe there's, outside of maybe Dolly Parton, there's one woman you can mention who's done that.
No, I don't think so.
And certainly,
maybe Beyonce, maybe. Yeah. She just hasn't been around as long as Madonna has.
Right.
So.
Like, it's incredible what she has done. While I'm not even a big giant Madonna fan or anything, I'm such a fan of greatness. I am such a fan of longevity, of being able to do what she has done. It's just impressive to me.
Oh,
it's
man. Incredible. Something else to think about. Talent Scout with her label Maverick.
Yes.
She discovered several big acts as well. I mean, she's had a remarkable career.
Angela Bassett is 67 tomorrow. You know her from Black Panther. She's been on the 911 TV show. She was in Mission Impossible. Should have won an Oscar for playing Betty Shabazz in Malcolm X. Should have won an Oscar last year.
For this role. Yes. Yeah.
It's a crime, and it is a black eye on all of us in the Screen Actors Guild that she has not won an Oscar.
Yes.
She is one of the greatest performers I'll ever see.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Easily.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Let's see here. Julie Newmar, 92 tomorrow. The original.
Catwoman from the show. Julie Newmar. Good for you, Julie Newmar.
As a little kid watching those reruns, I didn't know Julie. It was, I didn't put together that they were reruns.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought of Julie Newmar as being like, that time and looking like that at that time and everything. And, oh, man, she was something. On Sunday, happy birthday to Sean Penn, 65, incredible actor, very off the field issues.
Yeah, good director as well. But, yeah, weirdo. He's a weirdo. Let's just throw it out there.
And Robert De Niro is 82 on Sunday.
Wow.
One of the most accomplished actors of all time.
Yep.
Everything I was saying about Madonna, you can say about him in many ways as an actor and staying as relevant as he is. And while he has played some, caricature roles, Meet the Fockers and all those kind of things and stuff, he will not let you forget how good he is. Robert De Niro is 82. For his 80th birthday, he took on playing twin roles of actual people and playing a period piece.
Yep.
Did some of the most hardcore acting he's done in his career. This is a guy who changed the game of acting more than Brando ever did. Marlon Brando gets all this credit that De Niro should be getting, and hopefully, I hope as his career wanes down,
we'll see what happens.
De Niro should—they could do master classes on De Niro and the things that he did that nobody was doing before him. Mm-hmm. He got a 10-minute scene that he's going to do for Raging Bull, puts on 60 pounds for it, sheds that weight, gets in great shape to do the rest of the movie. Mm-hmm. They don't tell you how they did that. How they messed it up. Like, they did it, like, nowadays they would do it the opposite way.
Right.
Back then, they didn't have a lot of the ability that they did. Mm-hmm. The movies that the pairing of him and Martin Scorsese, you can make the argument, is the greatest pairing of a director and actor, period.
Yeah, I can make the argument.
I can fight anybody, as far as the amount of movies they've done together. I mean, not just a one-off or anything.
Right.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. It is incredible what Bobby has done. I wish him a great birthday. Also would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, Davy Crockett, born in 1786.
Davy Crockett.
It's a good one. And we're wishing you a good one out there, everybody. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your birthdays and anniversaries. Enjoy the news, sports, and entertainment break. We'll come back and make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's on The Morning Show. I love that sound. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Seth and I are about to do is play the theme music from a famous TV show. Mm-hmm. If you know it, you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you can win some free Culver's by calling up at 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
That's right.
You do that, you get a kids meal and adult meal from our friends at Culver's. Mm-hmm. A big shout out to them. Wherever you got a Culver's, you got a business that's put back into your community.
That's right.
Buy local, support local, that includes your local Culver's. Mm-hmm. And oh no, I guess you got to get Culver's.
Oh, what a bummer. Man, I'm telling you.
Well, I guess if I have to eat cheese curds, I will. Why not? We want you to have those cheese curds and much more.
My dad used to say, I'll choke them down, I guess.
I love cheese curds so darn much. I shouldn't have said that. Now it's all I'm going to be thinking about. We encourage you to get ready to call up and let us know what okay.
No. Don't jump the gun now.
Don't jump the gun. I'll pull you in. I'll put you on. We'll make you guess. Get ready to call in and let us know what TV theme song this is from.
There we go.
Let's see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
That's Batman.
That is Batman.
Yes, nicely done. I was a little nervous because of the instrumental part, but nope, we got it.
Excellent.
We got ourselves a winner. Who do we have on the phone with us?
This is Nancy.
Nancy, thank you so much for listening and playing along, Nancy. Where are you calling us from?
Right here in good old Wisconsin Rapids.
All right.
I got ourselves a Rapids winner. That's awesome. Nancy, did you catch the old Batman TV show at all? Did you ever see it?
Oh, yeah. I grew up watching it black and white. Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Oh, perfect. My gosh.
That's awesome. That's so. I'm jealous. I love
that. Loved. Was an easy one for me.
Yeah.
I thought it might be a little bit of a curve because I couldn't use the original. I had to use an instrumental because, of course, in the original, they
shout out the thing. Yeah right.
I couldn't make it that easy. I didn't need to. Nancy, you'd have got it either way.
Yeah, she would have.
I think so.
I'd have hummed it, she would have gotten it. She would have. That's fantastic. Thanks so much. Did you have a favorite character on the show or anything, Nancy? Did you?
Oh, I liked them all. You know, they all had their places in the show. So
all those silly villains, I love them.
Some of the greatest cameos with some of the most established, great actors you've ever seen. Just some of the characters that
Cesar Romero refusing to shave his mustache. Oh, that's so one of my favorite stuff.
Vincent Price's Eggman.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
And, of course, Julie Newmar as Catwoman. And we just got done celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. I thought, we got to celebrate Julie Newmar. Let's play a Batman theme.
Very good.
And it worked out for Nancy. That worked out. That's pretty good. Thanks, Nancy. Hang on the line. I'm going to get a little information from you off air, but you're our newest star of the day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. That was awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'm going to go back and watch some of those scenes with Julie Newmar. I'm going to have to. I know I am. But we're going to talk to Nancy first. We'll get her information. Be listening every Friday in this time slot for your opportunity to be our next star of the day. Big thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers and all of you for listening and playing along. Seth and I will be back with more show coming up right here. The Morning Show at WFHR. Oh, I thought you were going to do it that time.
No, I don't do that.
I would pay money, literally give you money out of my paycheck to see you do it.
Nah.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and Jane's hanging out with you. Thank you for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a good summer, Friday out there.
Summer, too. I mean, hope you're having a good summer.
Yeah. We got this interesting survey or poll that I want to get to about how competitive we are as people.
Okay.
We'll get into that in a little bit. For right now, I did want to bring up a couple of things going on here in town. One of them, wanted to mention that today is the final day of the Summer Free Meals program for kids. Spread the word about this one and make sure that everybody is attending that needs to. Free meals are provided to all children 18 years of age and under. Mm-hmm. Again, today is the final day to go. Lincoln wrap theirs up at 8:30. Just wanted to shout them up, thank them. Now, they do serve lunch from 11 to 12:30 over at Lincoln High School. Mm-hmm. So you can still get lunch today from 11 to 12:30.
Right.
Over at Mead Park near the splash pad on the 14th Ave, you have 11:30 to 12:30 today. Plus, they are providing breakfast for tomorrow.
Okay.
Same thing at Winter Park right outside the Aquatic Center on Chestnut Street. You can head on over there from 11 to 12:30 and pick up lunch, and they will provide breakfast for the next day.
Very cool.
We appreciate a great summer of this from them. Mm-hmm. That they are able to do this at all is a great feat. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. Imagine all the different kids that have some energy, some food in them that wouldn't have otherwise.
That's important.
Greatly appreciate the work that they do there. And speaking of food, Seth, we had a lot of fun out at Lunch at the River yesterday.
Yes.
I know you guys were talking about how this went, and a big shout out to the Chamber. It was a successful one.
It's always a fun time down by, and we couldn't have asked for better weather either. I mean, it was fantastic. The sun was shining. There was a breeze blowing. Wow. And we had Manic on Tuesday. The band was playing. They were a lot of fun too. They played some songs I was a little surprised, but they actually play a large variety of tunes, so you look them up on the on the interwebs and you'll find out more about them, because I think they got a show coming up on the 23rd of August. I believe they said but also great food trucks there. In fact, one of the food trucks that's going to be at our party next Wednesday was there, and that is where I got my food, because their tacos are amazing. Oh my goodness. I got chorizo ones, and I paid for it later, but I don't care. It was amazing. Oh my gosh. So excited to see them there. But always a fun time. Thanks to everybody who came out, said hi, because Pam was out busy handing out invitations to our open house, and mm-hmm. we want to, of course, we want to see people coming up on Wednesday as well. But another successful lunch by the river for us. It's always a fun time.
Thanks so much again to the Chamber for having us down there and everything. We're looking forward to it. We want to be a part of next year's as well, and looking forward to it. And you got a couple of more Lunch by the Rivers left. Got two more.
Two more. Wraps up on the 28th. Yep.
We'll be talking about that next week. Mm-hmm. We love being out and about in the public. Mm-hmm. We're almost competitive about it with other stations. I mean, you might say that we are. Actually, in all honesty, I think I'm one of the more sneaky, competitive people because I don't talk about it.
Mm.
In my head, in my heart, I can be very, very competitive.
Right.
But I don't talk about it usually. I don't really mm-hmm. mention it. I don't need to prove myself to people in that regard.
Right.
I don't have that in me. But I do. I was raised by an athlete, and a couple of athletes actually, and just have a very competitive nature about me right. in my own head. Now, when it comes to this industry and this job, if you're not competitive, I don't know how long you'll last.
Hmm.
Now, I have friends in this market. That I like to compete with, that I consider rising tide kind of thing.
Okay,
I don't think competition necessarily is a bad thing in its essence.
Yeah,
I think competition brings out the best in people oftentimes, right. and I do think that it has a place in society,
mm-hmm.
especially when you look at what happens when a monopoly happens in business.
Right, well, there's zero. Competition. That's a bad thing. It's a very bad thing.
You can take just about any industry. Look at wrestling, for instance, where wrestling was kind of just getting away with stuff for a long time and just kind of throwing out their gimmicks. Oh, here's, this guy, and all that. Yeah. We're going to take this and just give an item to a guy and make him build a character around it. Here's X-Ray Man, and things like that. WCW comes around, pushes WWE, and makes them actually compete.
Mm.
And you get the greatest wrestling and some of the greatest creations of all time, that. But then WCW can't hang with it. WWE buys them out, and now they're begging
We're
people
back
to continue to watch.
Right, right.
This happens in tons of industries mm-hmm. all the time. I don't want to be the only radio station. I have no interest in that. That's not good for our listeners. That's not good for us.
Right.
It isn't great. I want to compete with other radio stations. Mm-hmm. I want more. I want good radio. That's
yes.
what I want.
Yep.
And I want us to bring out the best in each other.
Exactly.
I want the same thing with our civic media team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that, I believe in a rising tide, though. Mm-hmm. I don't want to push others down. I want us to be all risen up.
Right.
I think that you let the audience decide. You let people
right.
decide for those things.
If we're all trying to do our best, that's the thing, right? If we're all putting out the best thing product we can possibly do, then we should get some people will be like, wow, that's really good, but they're good over here too. And maybe they listen at a certain time of day there and they listen at a certain time of day here, whatever it is. Absolutely. It doesn't mean that we have to exclude that competition can, like you said, be good for everybody.
Yeah, the only 'cause monopolies are only good for the business owners. They don't benefit anybody.
They're the only people that it benefits.
People, employees.
No.
They're the only ones that mm-hmm. do. We've got some monopolies in here in Wisconsin mm-hmm. that need to be eyeballed a little bit more
right.
and everything. Because it does not help consumers.
No, it's going to make... If they have the ability to set the price whatever they want, guess where they're going to set it?
Yeah.
A lot higher than you want. I can tell you that much.
Competition is also good for consumers. It's one of the best things
right.
for consumers.
Yeah.
One of the only things that helps consumers oftentimes.
Exactly.
The only good monopoly is the board game. That's my opinion.
And I was like, some people would disagree
on that one even. Absolutely.
But to be fair.
Well, a new poll asked people how competitive they are, which is amusing because it gave competitive people the chance to one-up each other.
I'm more competitive.
I'll compete with you about competition. I am the most competitive person.
Competitive competitioner.
Yes. 47% of people said that they're somewhat competitive, and another 14% said that they're very competitive just to compete with the people that answered on that.
They have no idea.
No, it's a blind survey.
But that's interesting, though. So 47% say they're somewhat.
Almost half of people.
And honestly, if you think about yourself for just a second, mm-hmm. okay? I'm sure there is something.
Right.
Or one or two things
right.
that you are competitive about. Maybe other things you couldn't care less. But
It's interesting in this article what they bring up as an example of this because okay. A guy that I worked with in back in California working in the acting world and all that, the nicest, kindest actor I've ever worked with, mm-hmm. and just a sweet human being. And we would sometimes, you know, looking for downtime, we got to wait an hour for the sun to get to the certain spot so we can refilm this scene, all that. We're playing video games, you know, we're 90s kids, we're putting the bag playing video games, and we got the old NES, you know, because we're also a low budget show, and so somebody just brought their old NES down and we hooked it up to an old TV monitor. Yes.
Woo, we're playing Super Mario.
The monitor that we use dailies for was the same one we use for video games, and somebody had Mario Kart. And Eddie, the guy mm-hmm. I'm talking about, Eduardo, just like locked in and trash talking, and like we didn't know he was a New Yorker until he told us, and then we started playing video games with him.
It really came out.
All the New Yorker came out. Every little bit of New Yorker came, and then as soon as the game was off, completely different person. So yeah,
Mario, there you go. There's your example.
And it wasn't just video; it was Mario Kart in particular that would bring it out of him.
Wow,
that just would do this, and they use actually Mario Kart as an example. This and everything, but you're so right about this. Everybody has something competitive about them.
Yep.
My Nana, the matriarch of our family, one of the sweetest, kindest souls I'll ever know. Board games, Scrabble, like Uno. That woman would keep you literally. I'm not exaggerating. Would keep you up on a school night till 2 a.m. so she could beat you once. Just incredible the way some people can be with this stuff.
Oh, it's amazing.
10% of people said that they are not competitive at all.
Okay.
And I think that that's true. I think they were being honest.
Very close to the hyper-competitive people. They're very close to it, which makes sense to me. It really does.
Yeah.
Like a bell curve here. I think that's what we're looking at.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that this can be a fun thing. It can be a good thing. My father and I, for years at our family reunions, they wanted to, have the Battle of the Jameses. And since we were the only two young Jameses that could actually do anything, so they would have us go up against each other in volleyball and different things. And we had fun with it.
Sure.
We played it up to it and everything.
Yeah.
We had fun. I think that there could be a good side to this. There certainly, obviously, can be a very negative side to it, too.
Of course. Yes.
And
bad sportsmanship, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
It's always interesting to me. I was talking about, respecting and enjoying greatness. I also like to study it. And mm-hmm. when you study the Michael Jordans of the world, the people that are ultra competitive in sports, mm-hmm. it's incredible to watch their careers, watch these people, to get to see them play the game and all that, and turn something like that into what it is,
right.
to see real mm-hmm. greatness. And then you see them as like retired and as adults, and they're just unhappy. They cannot quench that anymore.
Right. And because there's nothing they've conquered. You know, it's like, what do you do after you conquer the world? Well, there's nothing more to conquer. What do you do now?
I
don't know what to do.
I do think it seems like guys like Michael Jordan have kind of like, worn down or kind of like just, evened out a little mm-hmm. bit, and they're not, but it's still there. It doesn't.
I can't imagine it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
You can't light a fire like that and get to that point and ever really quench it.
Maybe it mellows as you get older. That could be, but who knows?
It's interesting to hear people like Jerry Rice, who, only got to where they did because of being that kind of insane.
Right.
Jerry Rice, they win their first Super Bowl. They're popping champagne and all that, and they can't find Jerry because he's in back watching tape of the two drops he had. Like, and he talks about it in his Hall of Fame speech about how mm-hmm. he never really got a chance to enjoy the game
mm-hmm.
because he was so focused on being great. Even though his career was over, at least he had that opening epiphany.
He had some awareness of what was going on. I don't know. I wonder how that, he deals with that now. Because, you hear guys who played, a couple years, but they said, oh, that was the greatest time of my life, man. I had so mm-hmm. much fun. And that, they're never going to go into the Hall of Fame or anything like that. They're going to have a different career. And then you see guys like that, and and you wonder, do they regret not having more fun? The fact that he even mentioned it maybe means something. I don't know.
I cannot relate, obviously, to that kind of greatness at a field, but I can say, as somebody who is trying, I'm not saying this begrudgingly or like I'm trying to insult other actors or anything, but before I'm in the dirt, I want to be known as one of the greatest actors of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stress how serious I am about mm-hmm. this. And I say that not as if it's going to happen necessarily, but in what I spend my day-to-day life trying to do. Whether it happens or not, whether you guys believe me or not,
sure,
I'm me in my brain, the way
that's
I've been
where
living
it is.
Since I was 7 years old, right. It's my goal. It's what I work at. So I spend right. free time on this. I spend hours on this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know another speed. I want to slow down. I want to calm down. But I don't know how to take my foot off the gas mm-hmm. on it. I can relate in the slightest of ways, in the tiniest of ways. Mm-hmm. I think, and again, I bring it up because I'm not alone. I know there are plenty of people out there listening that they're particularly, you know, this one thing. Maybe right. it's this one thing, but you can relate to it on that level,
right?
And then there's that other level yeah, that they yeah. take it to and everything, and I you hope to learn from those kind of people,
right?
And okay, I don't want to live my life like that. I don't want to be 80 years old and realizing I never enjoyed a play.
Yeah,
you know,
it feels not fun. Yeah
that's not worth being great to me.
No,
that's
not really.
You know, and maybe that's part of the reason why I may not end up there. I don't know, but I'd rather
we'll see what happens.
I feel like there is a balance there, and yeah. I'm gonna find it if it takes until 80. I will find we have a lot of fun around here. We do a lot of important work, but we also enjoy getting to be able to do different work in different mediums. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I know that a lot of our staff has enjoyed is writing and being able to put a lot of that out there in our newsletter.
Yeah.
Had a new one drop yesterday. Hopefully mm-hmm. you have it. If you didn't, go ahead and head over to WFHR.com and sign up. You'll learn about different things like the Women's League of Women Voters marking 60 years and the wow. nice article Terry Barr wrote on that.
Very nice.
I mentioned Brittany's great writing. The Great Lakes waves and rip currents and drowning has happened fast with that. And the important work she did on that
That's
article.
That's about safety stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I even learned some stuff on that one when I read it that I thought was really good. Obviously,
it's really remarkable.
Michael Comer and the local sports coverage that he is giving you.
Yep.
Nobody else better than anything else out there. You will not find any of the work that like Michael is doing mm-hmm. on that front.
Yep.
Other people around here, of course, putting in good work and everything. It's all great. Encourage you to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa knocks it out the park week in and week out.
She does.
Am I biased? Maybe a little. but that is because...
Doesn't mean you're wrong.
No, I didn't start
out that
way.
Doesn't mean you're wrong.
No, doesn't mean I'm wrong. It didn't start out that way. I mean, she won me over day one. Mm-hmm. She's incredible, and yep. I cannot encourage you enough to head on over there. The Rapids Rumble Cruise article she wrote is really good, but
yep.
Her particular piece in the newsletter that you were noting this morning, Seth, about our parking lot party.
Yeah, it's because we're kind of tying it in with the celebration of 85 years of mm-hmm. WFHR, you know, and it's which is really, I mean, that's really mind-boggling, right?
Yeah.
Being around that long. So, yeah, we'll read the article, and of course, we'll be talking about the party in just a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Check out the history of WFHR mm-hmm. and learn more about that party at WFHR.com.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.